We are back at the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Bob Beeler and Jeff Caves here on Sports Radio, the Ticket's coverage of the Mountain West Media Summit. Of all the coaches we're going to visit with today, the one I was looking forward to most is Jeff Tedford, who's sitting right across the table with us, new coach at Fresno State. I remember watching your teams play at Cal for a number of years. Always seemed to be fun to watch, had some good players. Out of coaching for a little while, surfaced last year helping out at Washington. But what made the Fresno job for you exciting to come back to coaching for?
Well, because it's my alma mater, number one. I have a great deal of passion and pride in the program. I played in the very first season of that stadium, of Bulldog Stadium, back in 1981. So I've been up and down that ramp a few times. And then coaching there for 6 years with Coach Sweeney and Coach Hill was awesome. And so a great fit. You know, it's like coming home and, you know, a lot of familiarity with the people there. I understand the passion. I understand, you know, what it takes to win there. I understand the tradition and the pride that everyone has in the tradition. And so to have the opportunity to come back and be a part of that, I felt like was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Now, when you look at the tradition that Fresno has had and the talent, especially from the, you know, maybe hour or two around Fresno throughout the San Joaquin Valley, how quick is it going to be able to get back up and running to where Fresno was, what we expect from Fresno?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that. All I know is it's a process, you know, and it's a day-to-day thing. Yeah, I do know this, the cupboard's not bare, you know, and I know they had a one-win season last year, which is really hard on anyone and everyone, fans included. But for the players, you know, my main objective coming in first and foremost was to hire a great staff. And we have three people on our staff that have Bulldog roots, that played there, understand the traditions of Fresno State. But then from there, to establish the trust level back with the kids, you know, you're a new group coming in. So to build the trust level up and then establish confidence back in the kids, you know, after having only one win the year before, that's really hard. And so that's been the process that we've been going through over the last 6 months or whatever it's been. And I think we made a lot of progress. Now, how long it's going to take to get us back to the top of the conference, I don't think anybody really knows that. But the cupboard's not bare. I'm not a real patient person as far as that's concerned. So, we're looking to make quick strides. And a lot of it comes in recruiting, of making sure that we're recruiting the right kids, the right fit for our program, which really, you know, starts in the Valley, in the San Joaquin Valley there. And they've kind of gotten away from that a little bit. And so to bring that back where kids want to play there, they grow up with it. It's they play in front of their family and their friends. And so a lot more West Coast recruiting. They were kind of getting away, kind of going to Texas and Florida and Georgia and, you know, things like that. And really didn't feel like there's a need for that. And I think that's what's great about me coming back there is I do know how it has been successful in the past. I kind of know the formula, I think, and that has to do with recruiting. And surrounding yourself with good people, great coaches, and because I do know what the fans are. It's a very difficult place to play when that place is up and running and going. They're very passionate about Bulldog football. And so I'm just really happy and pleased and proud to be a part of it.
Jeff Tedford, our guest. Jeff Caves with Bob Beeler, our coverage from the Cosmopolitan Hotel for the Mountain West Summit. Coach, you've done a lot in the business. You've been to Canada, the NFL. You ran the Cal Bears with household names of football players. I also know that you, for the first time in your life, maybe had to face a health situation. You're a former football player, an active guy.
Right.
The coaches that I've known that have been around you would say, nobody's going to put in more hours than Mr. Tedford. Nobody. I mean, that was, I don't know if that's true, Coach. Have you changed? Did that wear you down at all? I mean, your work load and effort and all
well,
that?
Well, I didn't think it wore me down, but obviously it did. You know, I think years and years of that probably had something to do, because it was a surprise to me when, you know, I had a heart issue and, you know, things like that. That came out of nowhere to me. I thought I was just a little bit tired from working hard and those type of things. But thankfully we found it when we did, and it didn't cause any damage or anything like that. I feel great now. But I think, as in anything, the more experience you have, the more you learn. And I think I've learned to kind of manage my time probably better and manage our volume of plays. You know, I used to sit around the office till 2 in the morning and just draw plays all night long, you know, and sleep for 4 hours and then start again the next day and sleep in the office and those type of things, where I don't think that's necessary, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are really, really successful by working smart. And so I think coming up with kind of the formula of how many plays we need to take into a game helps us stay more focused. And not only me, it's probably healthier and better for our staff too, you know, because I think sometimes the staff feels like they need to be around because you're around all the time. And so I think keeping the staff fresh and staying organized and just working smarter, I think, is something that I've learned to do over the years.
All right, so Coach, tell me what your quarterback has in common with Kyle Bowler, David Carr, Trent Dilfer, Joey Harrington, Aaron Rodgers, and Akili Smith. These are your guys.
Yeah.
This is what you've done. You are a quarterback guy.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of really good players at quarterback and a lot of great players in general, really, but 6 first-round draft picks at quarterback and some other guys who played a long time in the NFL. You know, Chase and Virgil is our starter right now going into camp. And so I think he has a really good skill set. He can throw any ball on the field. He's very athletic. He has an escape dimension that he can extend plays, and he can hurt you with your arm if he gets outside the pocket. He can hurt you with his legs if he takes off and runs with it. So I think he has a great skill set. The next piece, though, is something that all those guys that you mentioned had in common, and that was being a student of the game and really highly competitive. All those guys had those things. And they were great leaders. And so I think Chasen has, over the last 6 months, it's really been a goal to teach Chasen how to be a quarterback, not just throwing the football or not just running or whatever, but being a motivator, being a leader for your team, having great body chemistry and body language and kind of motivating the team and managing the game. And so he's a young guy, and I don't know, you know, and the great thing about Chasen, he's eager to do that. You know, he's receptive to those type of things, and that's the next step he needs to take. I think physically he has a lot of tools. And so the next piece about being a quarterback, a great quarterback, is those intangibles it takes to do that and to lead the team. And that's what all those first rounders had was all the things that I mentioned.
We're visiting with Fresno State head coach Jeff Tedford. You'd be the perfect person to ask this. We talked this summer about all the great quarterbacks this year in college football. Most of the Mountain West has returning starters. You were in the Pac-12 last year, Browning, Falk, Rosen, Darnold. Why is this going to be a good year for quarterbacks overall in college football?
Well, I don't know. I just think that with what goes on these days and the tutoring and the camps and the Elite 11s and all the training that they get very early, you know, I mean, it's they start as young kids, you know, and they're in these camps all the time. And so, you know, you're right. The West Coast typically has many, many great quarterbacks, as it does this year, like you mentioned. And so they all have experience. You know, I don't think any of those guys that you named are just, you know, fresh coming out. I mean, they have experience in games and big games and those type of things. And so, but it's also about their cast around them, you know, that not any quarterback's going to do it on their own, you know, and so it all starts up front. And so, but I think the game these days is really quarterback friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, I think all the advantage goes to the offense these days. It's just, you know, with the RPOs, the run pass option stuff, the ball's coming out of their hand, even if it's a run play sometimes, you know, and so, and the tempo of what goes on offenses and things, you know, it's just the game has changed a little bit to put the ball in the quarterback's hands a lot. Whether you have a run play call, and you pull it out and throw it, there's big plays on that. So the quarterback has a lot of control over what goes on these days. And if you can find one of those guys that's special, that can do that, he can put up some big numbers.
Jeff Tedford, our guest, former Cal coach. I got to ask you about this, Coach, about two players that everybody likes to talk about, Marshawn Lynch and DeSean Jackson. Great characters, unreal physical skills, but you probably know them better than we'll ever even read about them. Tell me a little bit about each guy that would maybe surprise somebody.
Well, it's, you know, if you take Marshawn Lynch, I think Marshawn Lynch is misunderstood. I really do. You know, Marshawn Lynch is a very intelligent guy. He got two C's his whole time at Cal, and the rest were A's and B's. Wow. So he's a very sharp guy. He's a great teammate. His teammates love him. You know, but I think he gets a bad rap because over time, I'm not sure he had a great trust level with the media. And so he kind of turned. It didn't matter how much it cost him not to talk to the media. He was going to hold true to what he felt. And so you have to have some respect for him for that. But besides that, and I think that's where he kind of gets a reputation of maybe being a guy that's hard to deal with or whatever. And that couldn't be further from the truth. He's a great guy. He's created a brand for himself. He was very successful in the NFL. And I think you could talk to every one of his teammates, and they would say there's not a better teammate than Marshawn Lynch.
And Deshaun?
And Deshaun, very much the same way. Very special guy. You know, the thing that I had an opportunity to do was take these guys as really young guys. You mm-hmm. know, so we all know from the age of 17 to 23 years old, there's a lot of growth and development going on. And sometimes as a head coach, you're not always the popular guy, right? Because there are decisions and there's discipline that has to go into it. But I felt like Deshaun was always wanted to be a real team guy. And I think he's grown a lot to where now he's in the NFL and he's very successful. He's done a really good job of what he's doing. He really cares about his family a lot. You know, so he's a really good person, but I don't think you could find any more talented guys than those two guys. And I really enjoyed all my time with those guys, and what they did for our program at Cal, and what I'm really proud of their success and what they've done in their NFL career.
Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll see you the last game of the regular season.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And that is Fresno State head coach Jeff Tedford.